A new study details the impact of historic preservation in a city booming with new development. Saratoga Springs is known for its famous flat track, walkable downtown, and historic architecture, and the Spa City has made its history a focus as the city brings in new development, with several newer buildings constructed to match surrounding structures, blending old charm with new style. Washington, D.C.-based Place Economics has released a study of Saratoga's historic preservation efforts. With a population of under 30,000, it's the smallest city the firm has studied. But Principal Donovan Ripkema says he hasn't seen many other places of its size quite like it.
It really is a stellar national example of the long-term commitment to historic preservation.
The city used grant funding and worked with the Saratoga Springs Preservation Foundation to hire Place Economics for the study. The study examined past and present property values of structures both in and out of its historic designated districts. The city has 8 separate historic districts that reflect its past, but that makes up only a small portion of the city's land area.
Only about 6% of the land area of the city's in historic districts, but it really sets the pattern and the quality and the attractiveness of Saratoga Springs.
11% of the city's population lives within that 6%. The average home value within the historic districts is around $800,000, while outside the districts is around $460,000. The study also breaks down values by square footage and acreage. Brad Burge, the city's administrator of planning and economic development, says the information about the impact of historic preservation is valuable.
From an economic basis, that's a really important bit of information for investors to have throughout, as well as the city government to recognize that this is important.
The city oversees construction through its land use boards. Residents on the city's Design Review Commission have jurisdiction to review exterior changes to existing buildings and new construction. Samantha Bosshart, executive director of the nonprofit Saratoga Springs Preservation Foundation, says that level of regulation is worth recognizing.
Sometimes people think that when a property has more regulation, it would be potentially valued less, but that is definitely not the case here in Saratoga.
Bosshart says she hopes other communities will pay attention to the numbers outlined in the recent report.
This hopefully will encourage other small cities to embrace preservation as a tool to revitalize their towns, and that we as Saratoga can serve as a model to other communities across the state.
What's being constructed today will also impact decisions made in the future. Burge says as the city moves forward, it faces a challenge to find a balance with regard to new construction and recognizing its history, and that is not tied to one era.
The city is looking for you not to replicate Victoriana, the Victorian homes, but rather to have a good sense of construction, a good sense of design, so that in 80 to 100 years in the future, people will be able to look back at this time period and say, not only do they have historic homes from the Victorian period, but they also have turn-of-the-century homes that are worthy of respect and worthy of continued investment as well.
There's more information at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.